fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is Prince Nestor sitting in for Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to April 1st edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Former Marseille president Pape Diouf died on Tuesday after contracting coronavirus. The 68-year-old was being treated in the Senegalese capital, Dakar, where he passed away. A statement on Marseille's Twitter account read, Pape will remain in the hearts of the Marseillais forever as one of the great architects in the club's history. We send our sincerest condolences to his family and loved ones. End of quote. Diouf became the first black president of a first-tier European club when he took the position at Marseille in 2005. The club finished runners-up in Ligue 1 twice, while also reaching two French Cup finals under his reign. Previously, he had been a journalist and football agent with Marcel Desailly, Basile Boli, William Gallas, Samir Nasri and Didier Drogba among his clients. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his family members, friends and the entire football fraternity. The national chairman of the Nigeria Supporters Club, Samuel Akpeh, has expressed concerns over the ongoing football activities around the country. With schools closed because of the COVID-19, Nigerian youths have taken to the fields to play in open spaces, attracting large gatherings. Reporter Iron Mike Mbonye spoke to Akpeh about the possibility of the Nigeria government enforcing the law in an effort to curb the spread of the coronavirus.
It's quite unfortunate that people are yet to understand the seriousness and gravity of what is on ground. The government in our own is doing our best to give out orientation to the people, but the people need to obey the government and adhere strictly to directive. Those who gathered to watch those playing are being ignorant of what is happening, and this is very bad. The consequences of this is dangerous, as it is against the directive of the government on social distance. Let's remember, top-class football leagues and competitions, such as Premier League, La Liga, Serie A, and even the Champions League, have been suspended to avoid fans from having contact. The government has to do more. The government has to do more. Maybe by getting security of operative to stop this dangerous gathering.
What has the Nigerian Football Supporters Club done to enlighten members on COVID-19, given the fact that we have more members in virtually all the states of the federation?
Thank you. The Supporters Club have, in their own little way, acknowledged the seriousness of the COVID-19. First, we have suspended all our activities for a period of 2 weeks, showing that we want our members to stay at home and be safe. Second, as the national chairman of the Nigeria Football Supporters Club, we are currently working on a video which we will use as one of our sensitization tools to inform the public on the need for them to maintain hygienic, stay at home, as well as keep up with the social distance, which is being encouraged by the government. We have also used several media to talk to the people on the need for keeping safe during this period. And we are open towards employing every other available means to sensitize the people. We cannot get tired of doing that, for it is like a moral responsibility for us as the Supporters Club.
Do you think that the Nigerian Professional Football League matches should resume and be played without fans?
I think the NPFL should be suspended for now. Aside the COVID-19, the NPFL have experienced some sad moments recently, leading to death of players on field and so on. Much need to be done to address such issues, particularly as it concerns health and medical of footballers.
That's the national chairman of the Nigeria Supporters Club, Samuel Akpeh, speaking to reporter Iron Mike Mbonye in Lagos, Nigeria.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues. It's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with our voices on VOA.
While athletics officials in Uganda have described 2020 as a dead year for athletics in the country after the local federation cancelled all competition due to the coronavirus pandemic, Halima Nakai, the 800 meters world champion, says she will use this time to make more preparations ahead of international engagements when the pandemic finally ends. Reporter Mugume Davis Rokirinji files this report from Kampala, Uganda.
While observing the World Health Organization advice of keeping a social distance, Uganda's athlete Halima Nakai says she must train daily to ensure she remains in a good shape. Alongside fellow sprinter Winnie Nanyondo, Nakai must hit the gym and look for an isolated place to train from.
You always have the training program to follow from Monday to Saturday evening. So, like today, I was doing gym, and then at evening at around 6, we have to drive, then we look for isolated places, and then we do some jogging, like 40 minutes.
Nakai is well aware that hard work pays. After finishing with 1:58.04 in Doha World Championships, becoming the first Ugandan to win the 800 meters race in a world championship. But she says she has had to adjust her training routine because of the coronavirus pandemic.
The training changed completely because right now, in the normal days, I would have been doing speed work, but now I'm back to endurance and the build-up exercises.
Mawele Namayo, the spokesperson for the Uganda Athletics Federation, or UAF.
As of now, we can as well call 2020 a dead year for athletes. And it is therefore our responsibility as UAF to educate and protect athletes from the pandemic, and also advise them to comply with all guidelines provided by the government, by the government, Confederation of Africa Athletics and IOC.
Halima Nakai is heeding the advice.
Now I feel it's another chance again maybe to prepare very well, to work on my strength, the endurance. So it's another opportunity. If at all the corona gets finished, we have more time to prepare very well.
Nakai is advising other athletes in the country to keep training so they will be able to win medals when international competitions commence again sometime next year. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I am Mugume Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.
Thanks, Mugume. I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
My VOA colleague Gwen Uten joins us now on how the postponed Tokyo Olympics have shifted the focus to the athletes themselves. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Prince Nesta. Last week's Olympics postponement seemingly came in response to mounting pressure from the athletes themselves. Many openly criticized Tokyo Olympic organizers and the IOC for failing to delay the games during the coronavirus outbreak, putting their health and safety at risk. Brendan Schwab is executive director of the World Players Association. He says it's time to change the IOC's decision-making process and give more power to the athletes.
What we would like to see is a change in the culture of decision-making at the International Olympic Committee, a shift from the hierarchical approach, a culture of hierarchy, to a culture of inclusion. And I think that clearly the right decision has been made, and the IOC should take comfort
In the weeks leading up to the announced postponement, many athletes voiced their concerns about whether or not the games would take place. Canadian Haley Wickenheiser is a six-time Olympian and a gold medalist in ice hockey. She voiced her anxiety in a tweet 2 weeks prior to the postponement and called the IOC's then insistence on holding the games as planned, quote, insensitive and irresponsible. Haley said the coronavirus pandemic is bigger than the Olympics and called the failure to delay the games a disservice to the athletes.
To be clear, I think at this point, whether we cancel, postpone, change the date, for me, that's not exactly as important as the tone and the messaging that we're sending the world and the athletes in general. I mean, nobody knows what's happening with this virus today, let alone tomorrow, let alone 4 months from now. And I just feel that the insistence that the games are going to happen in July is doing a disservice to people in the world, first of all, and then athletes, secondly, who are trying to prepare. We're hearing more and more stories every day about athletes not being able to go to their pools, to their tracks, to access training. They're concerned about training and them being healthy, but then bringing potentially a virus home to their families. So I just think we have to have a lot more empathy and understanding about what is actually going on in the world. Humanity first and sport always follows.
Haley's sentiments were echoed around the world. Former British Olympic cycling champion Callum Skinner reminded us that although athletes are able to compete at an elite level, they are not impervious to disease.
The whole point of athlete health is really important. I think it's quite often misunderstood that athletes, especially Olympic athletes, are some kind of superheroes that are immune to everything. We're not, and we can suffer from illnesses and injuries just as much as anyone else. And to put that into perspective, around about 700 of the 10,000 athletes which attended the London 2012 Games were diagnosed as asthmatic. And here in the UK, that would put you at a very high-risk category if you were to catch COVID-19. There's also the other issue that the most commonly reported illnesses at Olympic Games tend to be respiratory issues, which is a double-edged sword. So you could have some athletes missing out in the Games due to a false positive because they have a cough and have to self-isolate. And then there's also the potential of having all these athletes from all over the world coming together in one place. It's basically just a bit of a recipe for the virus spreading even further if someone manages to get into the village who may be a carrier.
Many athletes like American sprinter Noah Lyles were relieved to hear the games had been delayed and that their health was put in front of sport.
It was a little relief to see that the Olympics has decided to postpone it because my first concern was that everybody would be healthy and everybody would have a fair place to actually compete. So actually seeing it delayed, you know, gives me a little bit of secure that the Olympics is worried about everybody and not just so, you know, they're just trying to keep everybody in good health and good spirits. And then also seeing that the World Athletics is, you know, in support of that, again, makes me feel good about my sport.
And Brendan Schwab says the health of athletes will remain a priority in the fight against the coronavirus pandemic.
The strong message we've had from athletes is that, yeah, they're people first. The priority of our global community at the moment is on defeating this pandemic, and then once that's occurred, we can then turn our attention to returning to elite sport and performing at the highest possible level.
The athletes are getting set to perform at their highest level at the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games, now being held next year from July 23rd to August 8th. And that is all from me. Back over to you, Prince Nesta.
Thanks, Gwen. I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Hello, this is Miro Juma, the bronze medalist, Commonwealth 2018 Australia Gold Coast. Listen to The Sunny Side of Sports on A Voice of America.
Unified World Boxing Heavyweight Champion Anthony Joshua has been touched by the impact of the coronavirus and urged his followers to stay safe. The 30-year-old British boxer of Nigerian descent posted a video message of support and condolences to those suffering due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Wherever you are in the world, I'm just checking in personally with everyone to just say I hope you're all well, I hope you're keeping safe, and just reaching out really to the young kids who are wondering why they can't meet up with their cousins, go to the soft play area, to the young teenagers that obviously want to get out on their bikes or go cinema, etc. To the young adults like myself who really want to get out there and continue to build my future, prepare for the long term. And to the adults, you know, the 50s and above who have been preparing for their future for so many years, but could have never prepared for something like what we're going through right now. Just to say, like, I would love to be out there right now doing the most. On my dirt bikes, meeting up with my boys, sparring, going down the boxing gym, but even a rebel like me is trying to follow some guidelines, trying to do the right thing. So really, it's just a message just to say, you got my support, I'm with you through this, we're all doing the right thing. To the people who are suffering with coronavirus, I wish you a speedy recovery because it is no joke. We haven't found no cure or antidote for it right now, so I'm wishing you guys a speedy recovery. And to the ones who have suffered and lost loved ones due to the coronavirus, I want to say keep your head up. You got my love, blessings to you and your family and condolences. I've lost no one immediate to me, but I've lost close ones from my boxing gym, a close friend, friends of friends, and it gets serious when it starts coming closer to home. So I want to send you my condolences and my love.
Joshua is scheduled to defend his IBF, WBA and WBO titles against Kubrat Pulev at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium on June 20th, although the bout increasingly appears vulnerable to postponement.
This is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Tom Brady will remain in his iconic number 12 jersey as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer after wide receiver Chris Godwin, who's coming off his first Pro Bowl campaign, offered to switch to jersey number 14. Godwin told the Buccaneers' website that no transaction or compensation was involved, despite a precedent being set previously by new teammates getting numbers already taken. Even though he only had it for 3 seasons, Godwin is one of the most accomplished players in franchise history to wear number 12. In those 3 years after being drafted in the third round in 2017, he caught 179 passes for 2,700 yards and 17 touchdowns, including 1,333-yard campaign this past fall. Brady made the number 12 famous in New England, where he played 20 seasons and won an NFL record 6 Super Bowl championships. He ranks as one of the most famous number 12s in sports history.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition,
brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. NFL team owners have voted to add two extra teams to the playoffs starting from the 2020 season. Both the AFC and NFC will add a seventh team for the postseason, but only the top seed in each conference will get a first-round bye instead of the top two. The new format had needed approval from three-quarters of the 32 NFL owners during a conference call. This means there will be six matches across wildcard weekend in January 2021 instead of four in the previous format. The second seed will host the seventh seed, the third seed will host the sixth seed, and the fourth seed will host the fifth seed. It is understood a collective bargaining agreement between the NFL and its players' union allowed for the playoff expansion to be put to a vote. The Kansas City Chiefs are the reigning Super Bowl champions after beating the San Francisco 49ers 31-20 in Miami in February.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation of the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. FIFA is planning on offering quote-unquote assistance to world football after the coronavirus pandemic plunged clubs and leagues into an unprecedented financial slump. The organization, which says it has $1.5 billion in reserve, says it's studying the form the assistance will take in collaboration with FIFA members, federations, and other partners. FIFA had previously announced that it had created a working group aiding continental governing bodies with the impact of the COVID-19 crisis, which has left football seasons in limbo and led to the postponement of Euro 2020. And that wraps up April 1st edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Mobilia Barrow, and thank you for tuning in. I'm Prince Nesta, sitting in for Sunny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues.
It's about listening to them
and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.